Hold on, please. Director Gardens on 9-1.
How did your conference go?
It went very well, Mr. President. I think we
what unpleasant,
them.
What unpleasant, and what tricky questions? What mean ones did you get?
Well, the meanest question is one we're still struggling with. I want to talk with Bob McNamara before he has his this afternoon. With the big increase in 64 defense expenditures over the estimate that we gave last October, November, they now think that this is an item in which we shifted expenditures forward deliberately from 65 to 64 in order to build up the 64 figures.
Who thinks that now?
Several of them do. Al Otten of the Wall Street Journal, I think Bart Rowan thinks that. I tried to satisfy them in a number of ways, but finally promised I would provide them with some more detailed information this afternoon. I think perhaps the best way to do it is to ask. It'll certainly come up at Bob McNamara's conference, which I think is at 2 or 3 o'clock, sometime in there. I want to get him prepared for it. I talked with him on the phone about it on Friday. Basically, the explanation, I think, Mr. President, has to be that back last November, or early November, he developed a new program for shortening the lead times between appropriations and obligation and between obligation and expenditure by tightening up the whole procurement process. And this means paying bills faster, getting deliveries of goods faster, and this is going to put 64 defense expenditures higher than we thought last November. Now, the point that seemed to impress him is that our present estimate of military expenditures in 64 is still below the estimate we had in the budget last January. It's about $150 million below that. But it is a good $700 million above what we were privately estimating last October, November.
Well, I would say, I would sure get that to him and let him show how he has tightened it up. And I think I'd tell him that he was that the private estimates in November were not as good as the ones made in the budget.
Yeah. Well, and they were private, so we never gave exact figures, happily, on defense last October, November. But I think he simply has to hit it head on and describe the management reasons for this tightening up process, and I think he can.
And then I think he can affirmatively show that that it's about what he said it was in the budget, can't
he? That's right. Oh yes, actually a little bit below, about $150 million less.
So I'd start off the first sentence by saying we're $150 million below what we estimated in the budget, and here's what I said, and when I said it, started off that way, affirmatively.
That was the only tough question. The others I found relatively easy to handle. They were interested in the mortgage sales, but I think sympathetically interested in them. They're familiar enough with this procedure now, so they don't regard it as a new gimmick by any means. I thought the results pretty good.
And then, did they get into any other gimmicks?
No. They didn't discover the site drafts and. Actually, I think we got an excellent story there, Mr. President. I was almost tempted to spring it myself because just today the GAO has issued another report, this time denouncing the Office of Education for making their grants to the states only twice a year and leaving cash balances in the hands of the states on which the states earn interest. Just came out in the paper just this morning, you see.
Why don't you give me a letter just really burning up education for that and outdoing the GAO and letting me send it to them?
Okay. Now, of course, we've already got this corrected.
That's right.
We'll
see what we can do to take a position too on that affirmatively, and that'll be good. If we have to correct, congratulate them for correcting it, whatever the approach is.
Well, good.
Let's get us into the act.
All right. Very good.
How long did your conference last?
It lasts about an hour and 15 minutes. We had hoped that we could reschedule another formal conference in the afternoon, but unfortunately all the other agencies, or about five or six other budget conferences, staggered throughout the afternoon. So what I told them was that we didn't want any mistakes or misinterpretations. If they had any doubts, they could come see us or call us on the telephone. We got two information people standing by, and I said if there are any questions that deserve my personal attention, they'll be brought to me and I'll work on them myself, and this seemed to satisfy them.
Now, why is McNamara having one this afternoon?
On the defense budget.
Why didn't he have it tomorrow, so you don't get them both the same day?
Well, but you see, they want to write their budget stories all to appear the day the budget comes out. Actually, there's one in agriculture, one in defense, one in AEC, I think one in NASA. There are about six of them scheduled today. And this customary because the reporters in the big agencies want to go into the specialized reporters, particularly the trade of publications, people like that, want to go into the agency budgets more deeply than they can in the general budget conference. But I thought everybody seemed to think it went very well.
Could you call Bill Moyer and give him the agencies that are having budget conferences this afternoon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I sure do want each one of them to stress the fact that they've got these quarterly reports to make and that they're looking for waste and they've got special patrols out for it.
I did say, Mr. President, that the process of holding down employment and finding economies, making it possible to reduce employment, has been going on continually after the budget. And I said the numbers, the employment numbers in the budget are already obsolete. And we think we're going to have an announcement before long, putting the total several thousand lower. I said that in the press briefing. Mr. President, we'd like to have about 5 or 10 minutes, preferably late this afternoon, if we could, for a budget signing ceremony. We've got the budget to be signed, plus this big omnibus supplemental, which I announced, too, at the press conference.
You made it clear that that's in the budget.
Well, that's the reason I announced it. I said every penny in the supplementals and every job in the supplementals is already in the totals, and if Congress doesn't enact the supplementals, you deduct them from the totals. And I think that got across.
Did you tell them we had some money in for supplementals in the new one?
The allowance for contingencies?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I pointed to that. We've got big ones, of course. We've got, I didn't tell them that Appalachia was in the allowance for contingencies, but you'd already said that, and I suppose they could figure that out. That's the 65 allowance. We've got 400 million for contingencies in 64 and 500 million in 65, so that I was able to say to them, that every penny and every job and the supplemental we were sending up is already in the budget, and that we had these allowance for contingencies to handle future things we weren't now familiar with.
How many did you have, Mr. Prescott?
Oh, gee, the room was full. This was in the treaty room. There must have been pretty close to 100, maybe 80, something like that.
Anybody besides Auden and Rowan get unfriendly with you?
Well, they weren't unfriendly. They were just probing. No, the atmosphere is very good. Most of the questions were like tennis lobs. They were very easy to handle. See, most of the reporters, about 70 of them, are not specialists, and the questions they ask are simple and very easy to deal with.
Now, I want you to go see four people before that gets up there.
Yeah.
You and Stotts together, yeah. Either separately or together. I want you to see Bird and Williams and Mills and Burns. I told them we would before we send it up and answer any questions they want to ask.
All right. Try to do that this afternoon. Start out on this afternoon.
I'd tell Bird that he'd want to take him away from his finance committee, but you would just like to have a little moment with him on the budget after his committee ends. That's the way I'd approach it.
After committee, very good. We sent them copies, Mr. President, on Saturday. They already have.
I know it,
copies.
But I want you to be able to answer some before
questions.
They denounce you.
Very good.
And I wish we had somebody over there, if you could, to write us a half a dozen little statements commending us on what the budget shows. Can't your information man do that? So I can turn them over to Hubert Humphrey and get somebody to make some speeches on them?
You mean people on the Hill?
Yeah. I'd like to have a few statements on the budget by congressmen and senators that I can turn over to the Democratic Whip, Humphrey and Hale Boggs, and get them to get people to get up and comment on the budget.
Well, now, we expect, Mr. President, that on the House floor tomorrow, just after the budget comes up, the attack will start, probably Tom Curtis and Johnny Burns, among others. And we're going to be getting out some background briefing material. Henry Wilson talked to me about this on Saturday, that we can turn over to the leadership in the House, and I thought I would have our best man up there in the cloakroom, ready with the facts and figures so that misstatements could be refuted immediately.
Well, I'd like to have positive, affirmative, half a dozen one-minute speeches, 200 or 300 words, saying that this is the best budget we've had in years, and this is all the contingencies are put in here. We've got a higher contingency than we had last year, and whatever we can say that's good about it, if we could have had somebody draft them.
Yeah, well, we could do that. We get
five, or we get Bill Moyer, five for the House and five for the Senate.
Short speeches.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Not over 500 words.
get right at that, Mr. President.
Okay, now anything else?
No, can you give us some time late this afternoon for a sighting ceremony?
Yeah, I don't know.
I would like, if you don't mind, would like to bring over about a dozen or 15 of the people who have really knocked themselves out on this.
I'd try to come 4:15 then. Not too early?
No, that's fine.
4:15.
4:15, very good. Thank you.